August in Australia culminated in a record-breaking heatwave across much of the continent. In the Queensland town of Bedore, the temperature reached 38.5 degrees. New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia have had their warmest winters on record. Blair Truin from the National Climate Centre says the past month brought unprecedented weather.
Early last week we saw a number of locations in northern New South Wales and southern Queensland break their August record high temperatures by 4 or 5 degrees, and to break records by that sort of margin is something which is extremely rare.
Scientists think that such unseasonal temperatures are the result of both global warming and natural climate variability. There are warnings that spring in this part of the southern hemisphere is likely to bring more hot weather, exacerbating a long drought. Parts of Australia have seen below average rainfall for several years, and the outlook for many parched communities is not good. John Ridley, a grain farmer in New South Wales, says his crop could fail if the rains don't come soon.
We needed rain yesterday, right? We needed rain most probably a fortnight ago for our crops to realise their full potential, but that's probably been 30% of our year potential gone, and every day it doesn't rain, that'll fall quite dramatically from there.
Australia is a major food exporter, and if the drought dramatically cuts yields, that could cause global prices for grain, meat and other foods to rise. The warm, dry conditions have prompted the authorities to warn that Australia's annual bushfire season is again likely to be severe. Already serious fires have flared near Sydney, the country's most populous city. Across the Tasman Sea, New Zealand had its warmest August since temperatures were first recorded 155 years ago. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.